right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank State Senator Chris Larson for spending some time with us, and we are going to continue, as I said before, to have that dialogue with him and others during their hiatus. Can you imagine, again, March, and you're done with your job at the state until next year? You know, and I know many of the legislators don't agree with that, but, you know, that's what it is. But here's what I want to talk about now. I don't know, Sam, this might be a personal question. I don't know how comfortable you feel with answering personal question over the airways. But
I'm an open book, Earl.
not a really bad one. So you have tattoos?
I do have quite a few.
Yeah, you're 23. So, and I find that, I mean, I don't have any. And it's not a coincidence. I see people my age getting tattoos, though. So it's not just that, you know, it's a young person's thing. But I've seen guys and young ladies with tattoos that cover their entire arms. You see athletes, especially basketball players, all up and down their shoulders, their arms. I see people with tattoos, huge tattoos of eyes that cover their entire necks. I see people whose faces have been completely changed, and the whole faces are tattooed. And, I just think that when you... And then I see a lot of young people who have no tattoos. So it's not, well, let me ask you, Sam, what is the allure?
Well, for me personally, I feel like it's something that gives me a little more confidence with my skin. Like, I put beautiful art that I love on it, and it makes me feel more comfortable showing off some skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, it's a generational thing. Now, I do know that tattoos didn't just start with young people. You know, you go back to World War II and those wars, and, you know, there was always some guy who had a tattoo on his shoulder, or, you know, they certainly didn't have them all over their faces and their necks and those kinds of things. But I mean, I've got a couple sons. Oh, all three of my sons have tattoos, but you know, they're not all over themselves. Can you do too much of that, Sam? Is the question I'm asking.
I think there's definitely a fine line. I think it's mostly about the person and their inner confidence, but for other people, you're definitely asking for some stares if you go a little too hard.
Well, so when you go out looking for jobs, and in some instances, depending on what type of job it is, I think if you're going to run into a little trouble if you walk into an office site, and you can be the brightest star in the sky, in the universe. But if they see tattoos all over your neck and they're visible, you know, it's going to create some problems. I've seen people with tattoos all over their faces. And you know, the one thing you don't want to be is identified by your tattoos if you're going to be a criminal. I've seen guys who have committed crimes and the tattoos all over their faces, all over their foreheads. And so when the police ask, can you identify the person? Yeah, it's the guy with, you know, the eye tattooed on his neck. You know, that, it's easy to identify you. But this phenomena doesn't seem to be getting weaker. It seems to be getting stronger. And again, from, again, my generation, and I try to be open-minded about things. The tattoo phenomena is only getting stronger. And I'm wondering, do you ever think, Sam, that, you know, when you get older, you may regret some of those things? I see, you know, stars who kind of regret it sometimes. And then, you know, people who tattoo their present boyfriend or girlfriend's name all over themselves. And I use the term present because, you know, if you look at things the way they are, it's a exception, not a rule, that the person, if you're young and you get them tattooed over you and they're tattooed over there and tattooed over themselves, that's going to work out.
Yeah, I think that's a very bad one. I know a lot of tattoo artists tend to discourage, especially names or anything like that. I think that's a horrible idea personally. I think regret is a strong word. I think I don't love some of the tattoos I have. I know I'm young, so I've been getting them since I was 18. And I do have some that I want to cover, but I don't regret them because I feel like when I look back on them, I remember where I was in that point in my life, and I remember what I was feeling and like what that meant to me. So it's kind of like a picture book in a way where it's like, oh yeah, remember that. But yeah, I think there are some rules that you should follow for sure. Like, don't get your boyfriend's name on your forehead or anything crazy like that.
You know, I didn't come into the world at 67 years old. I used to be 23. And so it's not that I don't understand impulses of 23-year-olds, you know. So I do kind of understand the freedoms and the whole life ahead and the no-frills kind of things that, you know, people starting out their lives, their adult lives, and where they are. So I'm not a prude, and so I do understand that. I guess the excess in anything becomes a problem, but I know, again, older people who are getting tattoos, and there are some nice little tattoos in certain places that people get them that I see on actresses and actors and things like that. You know, I've seen people with tattoos all over their fingers and, you know, letters tattooed over all of their fingers. I just think those kinds of things long-term are a bad idea. They really don't look good, you know, to me, but maybe, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Then